Hi, listeners. Alex and Ben here, bringing you back another good episode. But where are we today, Ben? Man, we're in the airport, going to the Amazon forest.
Who would have thought?
We just have to save this damn thing, because I'm sick and tired of people talking on the news and their platforms how they're going to do something, and they're going to change the world, save people. What isn't being saved? The goddamn rainforest. We're going to go there and we're going to make sure that we can do our part. I'm going to do whatever it fucking takes.
I can't wait, buddy. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. No, we aren't going to Mexico on spring break.
Although that would be fun.
Like mindless millennials. We're on a mission. And the Amazon needs to be saved for the lives involved. And the implications of what that could do to our environment.
That little area could have catastrophic consequences for the entire world that people just aren't aware of.
It's just such a beautiful thing. I love the grass and the trees. It's so green.
The ecosystems there, all the animals that live there.
I wonder if there's a weed plant.
There's got to be. There has to be.
It's a gorgeous forest.
There has to be, Alex.
The pillar of humanity and civilization. I learned about it in school. I've seen photographs, movies of it.
I love the animals. Like, I've always been an animal lover, so...
Oh, the animals are dear to me.
I just want to make sure that their habitats aren't...
Habitat for humanity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And animality.
Ah, another good one. I think there are tribes even that live in the Amazon, and... They haven't even been discovered yet. They speak their own language and don't even know what civilization is.
They should be saved too.
Planes to them are gods flying over. So we just have to save it. We're going right now, ticket in hand. Just checked my bag.
Just the two of us.
You and I.
I was actually going the M&M route, but
all right. Man, all this charity Freebo work is making us gay. I guess we fit just right in with millennial culture. Oh well. But yeah, we do have to save this thing. I really want to know how, though. I'm going there, and I'm putting my best foot forward. Just trying to get people out of, like, a burning bush. You know, like Moses. Or...
Getting biblical now.
You know me. I would split the seas between the drowned up.
Let's not get too biblical here.
Plains
we're just trying to help the world out a little bit. We're not trying to pose as prophets.
Hey, if I have to pray to Jesus to put these fires out, be it as it may. But what are we even doing? What is this thing? There's a fire? Is it a drought? I don't even remember which one it was.
It's a natural disaster.
From carbon emissions.
From trees being cut.
Did someone piss off Poseidon? It's just trees? Trees got cut?
I mean...
I heard that the Venezuelan president, he basically is the Donald Trump of South America, and he wants to sell off the Amazon in piecemeal
You mean the Brazilian president?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we're going to Brazil.
Yeah, but you said...
Oh, these tickets say Brazil.
We are going to Brazil.
Cool. Like that movie.
That movie in the 80s. Well, we'd get robbed there.
Ha!
We can't go.
Oh, we'd be goners.
Oh, yeah.
Me?
We'd be dead as soon as we got off the plane.
Bro, I am white meat.
They would think we'd have money. We really don't, but they would think we did, and yeah. they would just kill us.
Oh, we'd be dead.
Yeah.
So what do we... Cool. So we're going to fight this Brazilian president. God knows how. How do we save this goddamn forest?
Well, how long is our flight?
6 hours.
So we have 6 hours to figure this out.
Okay. Do we need water? Water to put out the fire?
It's a fire, right? For some reason, I don't think that the two of us could hold enough water to do that. But
you're right.
I think
it's a numbers game. Goddamn it!
What we could do is we could arrange for a shipment.
I was totally. What step ahead of you?
We can arrange for a shipment of water to people willing.
We need to speak to people with resources to get it saved because we don't have the manpower ourselves.
Well, we can't do it with two people. But
no, we can't. We're just idiots.
You know there are a bunch of hipsters who want to save the world. hey hipsters, if you want to save the world?
Gotta love our hipsters.
You come down with us to Brazil.
What would a millennial be without a hipster?
I mean, there were hipsters in the... Actually, they were hippies.
There were hippies in the 60s. Beatniks in the 50s.
What are beatniks? Educate me.
The pre-hippies. They didn't use as many drugs. And they were still from the World War II gen. A little more damaged.
So we're talking like Elvis Presley listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Less wide-eyed, more closed off, and war-torn.
So they're very good early boomers.
Good people. Can you pass me that vape pen, by the way? I need a hit.
Absolutely. I really like vaping.
Good old acetate C.
Hey, man. I think it's safer than cigarettes.
Oh, the setting is excellent. You put it to that awesome configuration where it doesn't even burn the throat.
Listen,
I just get maximum glue smoke. And
listen, all I know is when I smoked cigarettes, which was not a good time in my life, I couldn't walk up the block without huffing and puffing. With this, I'm not saying it's good for you, but I've gone back to the gym. I play sports recreationally.
I think I know what you're getting at, but we need to talk about this when we get in our plane.
Yeah, absolutely. Brazil's more important.
Dude.
Brazil's more important.
Save the Amazon, goddammit.
And not Jeff Bezos' company.
I was literally thinking that. It seems to be the only Amazon that isn't getting ramshacked up the asshole these days. Shit. 21st century, where the natural Amazons just suffer, and these artificial Amazons control everything.
It's funny because the guy who runs the company called the Amazon definitely has the resources to help the Amazon.
Yeah, it's so ironic.
Yeah.
He's such a rich prick.
It's like tragically ironic.
I wish all his shit would burn down, quite honestly.
I heard his wife got a pretty nice... I heard his wife walked away with 50%.
She'll be sucking some pool hall boy's dick.
She has nothing to worry about for the rest of her life.
No, and the rest of her great-great-great-grandkids.
What would you do if... Imagine you walked out of a marriage with $70 billion. What would you do? What would the first thing you did be? What do you think it would? What would the first, besides saving the Amazon?
Fuck Megan Fox.
What, do you think money would buy that? Or
it would have to.
You think she has a price?
Fuck these people, bro. We have to save this place.
We do.
So we're gonna go in and we'll have to talk to some leaders or some charity members because I
don't know if we'll get very far with the leaders.
Because we don't speak their language.
No,
and they'll just take us as jokes.
The president doesn't like the Amazon very much.
Yeah, it's true. They're not going to help us.
Who the president would rather order a drone to kill us from Amazon than help the Amazon.
Who has the resources to help us?
All the hipsters in the world.
Okay.
Probably, because most of them have rich parents.
We have to, like, unleash geeks. The geeks are going to innovate a way out of this. We need someone to invent a way to stop subcutaneous combustions in highly dense, green, and ecological areas. This shit has to be solved quick. Let's enlist some geeks.
You can save the world.
This podcast is brought to you by geeks. Geeks who go green. Go clean. Alex and Sophia said fucked up relationship drama. That on one episode...
Excuse me, Alex. I always laugh when I hear those two names.
I know.
Excuse me.
God, we love them. So, they say that all their open relationship bullshit... And then they say they realize how fucked their lives got, and they are not role models for anyone. They say they aren't role models, but they're playing the part. Same sentence, they say that they're the Dr. Phil and Oprah for this.
I mean,
they're not role models, yet they're playing the part. Then they say that they're Dr. Phil.
As a psychologist, I've had a lot of patients who came talking about how Dr. Phil and Oprah influenced them. So those two do seem to me like role models.
Could they help save the Amazon? We have to board our plane now. Yes,
Oprah has the money.
Ben,
hello.
Ticket.
Oh, thanks, ma'am. Thank you. No, I don't want have the headphones. Have a good one. No, no thanks. I have Bluetooth.
Fine, come on.
Okay.
Do you have headphones for me?
I just have the Bluetooth. Sorry, buddy.
I have to go ask her.
Go. Excuse me. Excuse me. Could you give my Thank friends you. Headphones?
Thank you. We're such fucking messes, dude. All right.
What's wrong with us?
All right, hurry up. Let's get in, will ya? So, they clearly aren't like Dr. Phil or Oprah in any way, shape, or form. They admit to giving toxic advice. I don't think people are going to have their best outcome by doing some type of open relationship, game of hearts and minds, cheating bullshit where people aren't on the same page and someone else's dick is getting sucked and then you're kissing your partner with those cum-soaked lips and someone else's perfume is in the guy's sweater. It's disgusting.
I mean,
I hate the form of anything not monogamous. And anytime people are betraying each other or playing with hearts, it makes me absolutely vile.
I mean, listen, it's an idea that sounds fun at first. Like, oh yeah.
Who wouldn't want that?
Oh yeah, I can bang 10 chicks. But, you know.
Why, thank you, ma'am.
But
may I stick my pubes in 8 other mindless girls?
But, you know, after that initial, the initial excitement.
The thrill is over quick.
It seems to me that jealousy is the obvious next step.
Jealousy's disgusting too.
But I mean, how could someone not be jealous if you knew that your partner was being intimate with someone else?
I don't know.
I mean, you could put on a face and like try to show that, and not show like.
What seat number are you, by the way?
22F.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thanks, ma'am.
Nice stewardess. 22F. I'm G, I guess. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
F, there are 6 seats across a row in every airplane.
Did I get the bathroom?
No, you idiot. Sit down here.
No, I think I'm the one in that back section.
Shut up, Alex. Sit here.
There's literally one seat in the back of every plane that has just one available in after this.
Excuse me, could you sit this man here, please? Thank you.
Hi, thank you. No, I can't seem to find. Oh, this is a B, not a G. Oh, okay.
Excuse me, could he have this seat? I'll pay you $100. Just let him sit here. So shut up.
Dude, I'm sorry for embarrassing you. God.
You're not embarrassing. Okay. You're not embarrassing me. We have stuff to talk about. You're not embarrassing me.
Okay. It just sucks we're sitting kind of like on the opposite end.
All right.
Ben. You hear me still? We're talking with our Apple headphones on now.
Excuse me, ma'am. Could my friend sit next to me, please? I'll pay you whatever you want. I can't have this kid doing this.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you so much.
Now, Alex, now we can actually get...
Oh, man. You see the ass on her?
You're gonna pay for that one later.
Man, these planes. This is gonna be a fun trip, though.
Fun,
I haven't even seen it.
it'll be fun, but once we get to work on saving, we can have some fun. Because Brazil,
we have to get them like supplies and shit first. So
we can get them the supplies, but I hear Brazil is one of the best tourist destinations.
We're not gonna have time. We have to talk to legislation. Dude, I'm gonna save this shit quick.
I don't think it's a quick fix.
Quick! It's on fire!
I don't think it's a quick fix.
I hate this.
I hate you.
That's fucked up.
I don't, actually.
No, it's okay.
I don't. I just felt like something to say at the time.
It's fine.
You're one of my best friends.
Likewise, homie. So, the girl said that the fairest open relationship is when it's one-sided and they can fuck whoever they want, but the guy can only fuck them.
Huh? What's open about that? What?
They said that half sarcastically, but they're not joking because it sounds like something that they do. So then we get 450 negative reviews of our podcast saying, "You don't know them! I hate you!"
This is below average.
This is disgusting. This is a hate podcast.
I can't listen to this.
Yo, meanwhile, we're just like millennial herbs who are fun-loving and like meet up and joke around, try and like brighten people's days, you know, make things a little easier on people.
We enjoy our lives.
And we don't want to negatively impact every person that comes into our path. Not only did these girls treat guys pretty poorly, they're condoning it in a podcast that 500,000 females listen to. And then guys take it seriously, too, and, like, bank their thing. And, yeah, I think people have gotten laid from some of the advice that they gave. But also people got fucked over with a lot of the advice that they gave. If as many people got laid, then when action equals reaction, there's the equal amount of people who did get fucked over in relation, which is not talked about nearly enough.
Feelings were definitely hurt.
It's like saying communism was a completely functional economic system, ignoring the fact of the millions.
Hundreds of millions
who got murdered or starved to death.
You know, it's like they say about that, actually. Good in theory, it doesn't work.
No. It doesn't work.
Right? That's one of my favorite sayings. Good in theory doesn't work.
Hold on, we have to disconnect. I think they're making flight announcements. We have to board now. We have to unplug the phone. We'll see you in 1 sec, guys. Sorry for that. And we're back. Ben's already got himself into another beer. Shit, for a doctor, you seem to be doing a lot of drinking.
You know, we gotta take the load off before our trip.
It's very therapeutic of you. Sorry, guys. Moving on. Alex said she's scared of serial killers. And she's paranoid of being murdered. To a level of paranoia that's quite extreme, according to her.
How did that come up?
Well, that's bad news.
But, like, no, how did that come up? Like, well, what was the context of that?
I'm not really sure. But we are serial killers.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
We hear the murder. Murder that pussy, bitch!
Oh, God.
Fool, ain't no one trying to kill another prissy-ass white girl. That was so 70s. They off that. Now they're making illegal immigrants disappear and shit.
I don't quite understand. Elaborate?
I'm just saying that. I don't think it's nearly as dangerous as people will have you think, based on what the news wants you to believe. No trace. But shut your mouth, girls. Because the only way anybody's offing you is to get you to shut that fuck up. Shit.
Please don't go to a cipher.
So.
Please. Continue. You were saying?
No, something really fucked up. That girl who got raped by the Ivy League swimmer, Brock Turner.
Brock Turner.
He sounds like a Pokemon card.
I don't really know what to say about him.
She released her name after 3 years.
Why would you do that?
To publish a book. So, I'm totally cool with someone spreading the knowledge that sexual assault is real, and I think 1 in 3 girls will be victimized in their time in college.
Because it's absolutely—it's scary. It is
absolutely.
That's undeniable.
Horrifying, disgusting.
It's but, a problem.
Okay, she's making a living now off of doing this, like. She's not publishing this knowledge for free and then getting, like, jobs in social work after that. She's trying to sell a book, and she wasn't coming out before she tried to profitize off of this endeavor of hers. So, is this an example of someone profiting from the ruin of someone else's life? He did rape her, after all. But are there incentives of social justice that are too good to resist? I support everything she's doing, But if your goal is so holy, why not release a book for free so more people can actually access the information you're presenting? If you're making money in your holy war, then who's really winning here? It seems like something that should be in its own right a public service, and anything that she's saying should be allowed to be heard by all people. When you put that profit motive, that means that people who don't afford books and just want to read an article online aren't getting that necessary information. And she didn't want to release her name unless there was a profit motive. So she could definitely be going around giving speeches and stuff, but this book thing, it seems like it's a profiteering of sending this guy to jail, who was an Ivy Leaguer, by the way, who did horrible things. But they blame the judges, they blame him, but at no point do they say, does she have to actually teach people instead of just seeing who we can arrest and then build a public buzz so that there can be this economy based out of this Me Too-ish?
Well, I do have my quite a few issues with
your qualms.
I do have quite a few qualms with Me Too. I don't know if
Me Too.
I don't know if this particular issue I want to poke at just because it's such an egregious example of it.
It's disgusting.
Just because in this one instance I feel as though if she feels like she can make a few bucks from it, then
she's trying to make a few bucks.
In this instance, no vaping on the plane, by the way. What a shame. In this instance, I don't feel comfortable demonizing her. But I mean, I do think that I do believe in the free market.
You're a capitalist.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Not that there's anything wrong. I won't hold it against you. You're okay this time. But she was saying how the people in the hospital were shoving procedural devices up her vaginal hole, performing tests and putting swabs and gels all up in her, violating her for hours on end. Now, is that really the problem of one drunken college night, or is that a system that has to be too invasive and too infringing on people's rights? She didn't have a choice. She couldn't say, I don't want you to put those things in. When you report a crime, they have to do an investigation. And what does that involve? Maybe if they made it less infringing to do investigations, these women wouldn't make it be felt like it's the end of the world. The only part of the story is that she left willingly with a gentleman and then he had sex with her drunk, unconscious body. And that is the most disgusting thing that has happened to drunk girls on college campuses, shy of a crime where someone's getting beaten up or bloodied, or worse, people get murdered sometimes.
That's why I don't want to have daughters.
Never.
Just straight up. Never. There's nothing against having daughters.
Women are beautiful.
Yeah, I just don't want to have to have one that I'm worried about.
Never.
You know?
Because they're...
Yeah.
They're specimens like Brock Lesnar.
Turner. Well, Brock Lesnar's a cool dude. Do not go after Brock Lesnar. We love you. We love you, Lesnar.
Thank you, Brock.
Not Turner, Lesnar. But... You know,
well, Turner did do accomplishments for the swimming community. Right?
Well, okay. I guess my point here is that...
Yes, please.
My point here is that in this instance, I think this is... In this instance, this is an extreme example.
You're right.
And if she can turn like what was a horrific ordeal for her...
Horrific.
...into some money to maybe give her another chance...
So I think
That's fine. But in terms of... But I have issues with other... Me Too. Like, totally. I definitely have issues with other Me Too stories.
With the Aziz Ansari Me Too.
That might be the most tragic Me Too story.
Right. So this is a true rapist getting Me Too'd, which is the way it's supposed to work, and that's what's supposed to happen.
I think
2 years was too early for her to start publishing manuscripts. If she came out 10 years later, then I would say this woman is a legit saint and a saint. 2 years later, it's like, Shit, you wrote a book in 2 years? Bitch, I didn't even finish 4 credits in 2 years. Like, that means you literally got to work the second that you got home from the rape, or almost immediately. Bro, books don't... It's being published now 2 years later.
Alex, so there were
things in motion here.
Alex, I don't know if we should go into...
We won't.
But I would...
She's a lovely girl. I'd
be happy to go into the Aziz Ansari case.
That's for another... we don't have time for this flight. I want to watch Hustlers,
the new J-Lo movie. Speaking of serial killers, there's a good show out right now about serial killers called Mindhunter.
Yeah, I didn't see that. David Fincher. He's cool.
I was in Florida the other week for 7 days. Finished 2 seasons. 7 days.
I heard it's really good.
Amazing.
Love me some killers.
Amazing. And especially because as a psychologist, it was about studying the psychology of serial killers to catch other ones. So I just thought it was brilliant.
Man, I wish my job I could learn about from Netflix.
Well, I wouldn't say I learned anything from it, but it was just brilliant to...
You probably learned something.
It was brilliant to see the...
You didn't learn one thing from it?
Well,
I probably learned one thing from every piece of shit show.
I've never studied serial killers, so I was pretty informative.
I don't need to study them. I just look in the mirror.
We're not killers. Alex, stop it.
I told you, we're killing the game.
Okay. Alex.
Sorry, doctor.
That's all right.
Okay. Thank you. As you were saying.
I think that it was really interesting how they went into how they showed it
unravel and show it sequentially.
Yeah, and they showed that how studying one serial killer helped stop another. So it was almost as if the first one didn't quite redeem themselves, but in a way, there were a few of them that you could almost feel like they were a human being again, because
they humanized them just enough to feel sympathy.
Because
and then they take it away when they show some gruesome ass shit.
Oh, well, they didn't show them actually doing their murders. So
where the fun is that?
Interviewing them in jail.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like the show. I watched like one or two episodes and it was hella boring.
I don't know. For me,
it doesn't show the killing.
But I just like the psychoanalysis.
I was falling asleep, but it's because I've been writing a show myself. That my show is so good, like I get bored unless if a show isn't fire.
Should probably get more sleep.
Long story short, this is a sweet girl. Do we agree 2 years might be a little too soon?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe could have been great a little line. More healing.
Okay. Then that might be the only point I would make. And she's such a warrior that I don't want to take away from her plight and her struggles. She's cool.
Yeah.
She deserves it. She deserves to be famous. 2 years, a little too soon. We're cool.
Could have been
cool.
A little more healing.
Code red over. Okay. Love you, ladies. And take notes, Alex and Sophia. If you want to watch Mindhunter or listen to this podcast, if you want to know how these types of guys think so you can protect yourself from predators.
We're helping them.
Now, listeners, to the discussion of the day. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're having the age-old debate, something that's been around since our forefathers first looked at constellations in the stars. Something as old as the birth of men. Do vapes cause as much cancer as cigarettes or other tobacco products? Ben, what's your thesis? Just give me, all bullshit aside, we already had a brief little intro. Tell me what you think for our listening audience, why it's wrong. Sum it up, let's say 4 to 6 sentences, opening, middle, closer, main argument.
Not good for you. Not as bad as cigarettes. Hated by big tobacco. Politicians.
It doesn't have to be bold points. You could speak like
I was trying to do the 4 to 6 sentences. So I was.
It doesn't actually have to.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's a product that will... I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's a product that I think will help your health. But I have serious doubts as to...
What flavor...
That's some caramel.
It's really sticky on my lungs. Super gluey.
Alex!
I feel the solidified oil particles sticking like tar.
Alex, you're full of shit. You're looking at me and with a straight face.
But the flavor's good. Continue, please.
Anyway, I think that this was the perfect opportunity for, I think that...
To expose the fakes.
I think that this is an example of selective outrage. To be perfectly honest with you.
Can you define what that means?
So selective outrage is when, for the most part, people, there is an outrage, like, the status quo is held, like, no thank you. The status quo is held, like, people go about their business, and then one thing happens, and the significance of it gets magnified to fit an agenda.
That probably is true.
Now,
Now,
don't misquote me here. I'm not trying to say vapes are a health product. They're not.
Okay.
But
so we're on the same page.
Not really, because I think they're far less unhealthy for you than cigarettes. I think there's a reason people are there's a reason that there has been a drastic decrease of cigarette smokers in America. Drastic.
How long have cigarettes been around?
Well, I mean,
how long? Hundreds of years.
I know the Native Americans smoked them
when they began to get manufactured in bulk, en masse, in the 50s and 60s. They were marketed as a health product, and the filters, it said, it's cleaner than fresh air. So that's how they were marketed, and people believed them, and people smoked cigarettes for good health until that generation died off, and the research came out. You can only study the effects when people live and die by it. And our bodies are so strong, and we're so fortunate to have self-repairing mechanisms that you could live 20, 30 years. My grandpa lived 20 years of smoking cigarettes till he didn't, and then that was that. People do die of cancer, but you don't find out the effects until after. Now, forgive me if I'm wrong, but these e-cigs, these oil pens, these vaporoonies, I think they've only been around 10 years.
That's fair.
So then an argument would want to know if people haven't been smoking them long enough to see the 30-year long-term effects, what position is anyone in to know how this tar buildup and acetate C chemical positioning is going to impact people's...
I can just speak from, I guess, the way... I'm very cognizant of how my body feels. I can only speak from my own experience, because I was a cigarette smoker for...
Terrible.
Yes. And I was I'm a former cigarette smoker and current vapor. So, and I can tell you what, when I smoked cigarettes, I could not walk down the block without wheezing. Now, I vape, and I can go to the gym, I can play rec sports.
I don't think that anecdote, like, actually has an impact on the actual facts of the matter.
I don't know. I just think that...
Terrible.
This is a tough debate, because I'm clearly in the minority here. And
Well, you had a whole debate that you wanted to make, and you don't want to make it because my dad died of cancer or something.
I feel terrible.
But that doesn't mean that you didn't have a point you wanted to make. You were so excited to argue about pro-vapes.
Well, I see it from a constitutionality aspect.
Not a health aspect? Or shouldn't health matters be looked at as healthy, not a codes of law written by some musty-ass old white fucks?
Why aren't we banning cigarettes, then?
Cigarettes really should be banned.
So why are we, you know, after few incidents of vaping, we're instantly banning that?
No. They're not banning vapes that aren't flavored. The vapes that are pure
original flavor are not banned. The only ones are flavor ones because people are starting smoking them at 12 years old.
Okay.
With the, there has been, no cigarettes are not banned, but there was 20 years of hardline campaigns and educations in your schools telling people to not smoke. You being a doctor, I'm a little disgruntled that you did smoke cigarettes even after learning better in school. But they did try their hardest to educate people. But now with where these vapes come along, they're telling people that it's a clean alternative and that the smoke these flavors, it will be good. It's the flavors that appeal to people and the facts of a clean alternative, neither of which are true. It is not healthy. And the flavors are now getting banned.
Well, Alex, I'd be okay with an educational campaign speaking out against potential problems with it. But I think going straight to banning it after as such an instant reaction, I'm firmly the part I'm firmly against is the quick. I'm firmly against the sort of the reactionary. Stance people have taken.
It does seem a little political. Yes. It does seem like a Trump administration thing to get instant popularity by rational people who don't want chemicals in their kids' lives.
But I also think that, you know, if you believe in free markets and,
I don't believe in that shit. I'm a communist boy.
Yeah, but don't you think that people should have the freedom to make their own choices?
Alex, if
if I were to die from whatever, do you die from it?
No, not if something kills you. You shouldn't be.
What? But
if you're taking in something that kills you, it's not just your fault. You don't know any better than to buy something that money could buy.
Alex, who is the?
There's a psychological thing when you're giving someone money for something that you think if they're letting me buy it, then it can't be that bad.
Alex,
but things will kill you.
I don't think the government has the right to tell people what they can or can't do.
We can only hope they want to save our lives.
But
you're right. They don't have the right to tell us anything.
I'm totally fine with an educational campaign pointing out potential.
Then why don't you go to schools and be the one leading the charge? Why don't you educate people on the dangers of it?
Because I just how people are against gun grabs, right? I'm against vape grabs. I'm against
gun grabs are trickier because if you try and grab it, they could shoot you. But these are just vapes from 12-year-old punks. These are kids who don't know any better. They're just hurting society and themselves.
The 12-year-old punks should not be vaping.
Do you think people like 17 and 16 or under shouldn't be doing
My philosophy on things, this can speak to a general. This is a general philosophy I have that can be applied to a lot of things. If you're 18 years old, you can make decisions, and if you make a decision that doesn't hurt anyone else,
yeah, no, I agree.
I think a solution to this might be
you realize they didn't ban all vapes, so they only ban flavor.
You probably
didn't know it.
I did know that.
Oh, you did.
That's gonna kill the small business owners. That's gonna kill vape stores. It's gonna kill a whole economy and
they'll have to move to selling regular cigarettes. It sucks.
Oh yeah, so we're gonna go back to something that is like.
The flavor thing was enticing 500,000
people.
The flavor thing was so that people age 12 to 17 don't use.
So how about the, you know, I've thought about this. How about stricter penalties for vape shops that sell to people under 18? How about stricter penalties for that?
Actually a really good thought.
Yeah, instead of telling consenting above 18-year-old adults that they can't vape, how about you just say, listen. If
we'll charge you $10,000 for every vape that you sell.
If we know
and they have undercover people going and posting this 12-year-old.
Yeah, we say, listen, yeah, if we know your store sold to someone underage,
I got you.
You are
that's
out.
Good.
You're out.
That's very good. I'm good with
that. That doesn't affect
that.
Me or you.
No, it doesn't. You know, that's excellent.
Ben, believe it or not, like cool. I don't like seeing young kids vaping or smoking.
No.
Sometimes I've walked around with a vape and a kid's asked about it. And I said, no, kid. There's no way I'm letting an 18-year-old near. I'm saying, so there's no way I'm letting a kid near this vape. No way.
Has anyone ever gotten mad at you? Like, tried to, like, fight you?
No,
not letting them?
Well, no, but I tried to educate them. I said, look, kids vaping is what's making this whole movement look bad. And I said, I can't let you vape this. You're not 18.
The beers in this plane are really good.
Yeah.
The hard cider.
Much better than the non-alcoholic ones we had a few months ago.
Yeah, I don't know why you drink non-alcoholic beer. You're so weird.
I was conned.
For the record, guys, Ben came here one day to write, and he brought these beers.
It was in the same section!
I guess we're both at fault that not only did neither of us realize that they were non-alcoholic, but we had to drink about half the beers before I said, is there something wrong with these?
It was the same section.
Idiots.
Morons.
I think having like 10K fines for every like vape they're caught selling.
No, I'm okay with more than that. Because I'm okay with
10K is about as like fair as you could be. We don't need to charge convenience stores like $1 million for selling vape. That's fucked up.
I say that because I believe in the vape movement. And I don't believe in putting it... I don't think
you should put too much faith in something that is going to kill people. Because, like, you sound like just some hippie who was 30 years behind the cigarette thing. Like, when someone from the 60s looking at their video saying, I'm behind the tobacco movement. Like, 30 years later, when they sound like fucking maniacs.
I don't think so. Big tobacco is always a big conglomerate.
Bro, conglomerate or not, it's about if it kills you or not. And they just found studies that it does. So, and I'm not talking about the 6 people in the hospital. I'm talking about acetate C that just sticks in your lungs and causes cancer. For the record, people, there's something called acetate C, which acts like glue. Lungs can clear gases from their areoles, but they can't clear particles, particulars. That involves the solidified oil inside of vape pens. That stands for the weed pens and the e-cigs, and then it sticks to your lungs, and then it can never leave. So that doesn't do anything to you tomorrow. It's killed like 6 people, I think. But some of the deaths were from like pens exploding in their face, which is
honestly retarded. That's a user error.
Sure.
That's a user error.
No, but the stuff, the glue that sticks inside of your areoles, those things stick there for 30 years, and then you contract cancer because it causes cell division rapidly. And it's not pretty. I know people who die of cancer. We don't need any more of that, especially since we're going to turn on the AI soon and synchronize an equilibrium. Fucking doomsday. What's it called when everyone gets sync? It's like ground zero.
Not familiar, sir.
Synergy or...
something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I see it more as a philosophical thing.
I
hear
more people that die of cancer that don't have to.
I hear you, but I also think that maybe we should wait a little bit until before we make a drastic thing that'll obviously
I think we agree
help
on
some
the
politicians
same thing,
get some votes.
Wait, that's true. We're both on the side waiting, but you're on the side that has the danger. I'm on the side of caution, but it's cool.
Listen.
It's whatever.
I just think that adults should be able to make their own decisions.
Yeah, not retarded dumb kids who...
I don't want the
kids... They don't even get ID'd when they go to...
I don't want the kids to make the decisions. I think that kids under 18, like I said, if you're caught selling to them, you're fucked. Like you're in trouble, and I'm okay with that.
That's true. All right, so guys, I'm gonna play something right now, in an edited version. My grandma called me today because she heard that my mom caught me last week with Ryan, really fucked up after we recorded episode 15.
Idiot.
And we came home to pass out at my place, and my mom was like really upset. I was visiting home in Long Island, and then my noni called me to tell me that she's taking me out of the will because, yeah. So that's messed up that you wouldn't give me the will, but I don't really care about that stuff. I just care about my love for you.
Well, I look handsome. You're not giving me your love. I can't call you. You don't answer. I think you sometimes tell them, don't call that lady.
No, I don't have any friends around. There are no friends.
It sucks.
Well, do you want to move back to Long Island?
Yeah, but...
And be with those bums that got you so drunk and sick, and you were throwing up and vomiting, and your mommy would almost said that this would be a second time you go to the hospital, you would die. You were going to die.
All my friends are drug addicts.
That's your friends that do that to you? They brought you over the house?
All my friends are drug addicts.
Well, then you're in the wrong circle. You better stay in New York. Find yourself a nice lady, a young girl.
I've tried. I got swerved after a curve.
What?
After a verb. Every single thing I said to these ladies, they rejected.
Well, what do you tell them? The first time you're out,
I look at them and I say hi, and I try and make quick conversation. I didn't say I was fat. Am I fat?
No, you must say, oh, you're too fat.
No. I'm nice and they reject me.
Well, you're not using the right conversation.
What do I talk about?
You only know with hoodlums and drunks? I mean, that's a disgrace of a man of your intellect.
What do I talk about with them?
What do you talk about with them? What do you talk about with any of your friends? About drugs constantly? Or you go
not really.
Get drunk? And you can't, and
there are bigger things at play here, like getting a normal Democratic nominee to beat Hitler blonde.
What?
What is that?
Trump.
You like him? You still like him?
No, I meant to get a Democratic nominee to beat him, but that's besides.
Interested in politics?
Yeah. Well, I'm not just interested in politics. I'm complex like most people. I like literature and travel and food. And
But have a little respect for the people that love you and that you love, supposedly.
Okay.
I mean, you have respect for those drunken.
Not really.
And those dope heads.
Not really.
Area?
Not quite. I don't respect them too much at all.
Well, mommy said
I barely even see them anymore.
That Saturday night you would have been in the hospital the second time and you die. And if it's going to be a third time, you're going to die. Because your body is not going to withhold it. Your brain is shrinking from it. And you're going to ruin that beautiful, smart brain.
I won't.
Yes, you are. The city is a tough place to live.
I won't.
But you make your money there, and eventually you will meet somebody nice. Your old girlfriend doesn't even want to bother no more.
I had to cut it off because she was playing me around to give her support when her grandparents died.
That's all she wanted.
That's all she
wanted.
Yeah.
Well, if you got hurt, you will get something better.
Okay.
Or nicer. I don't give up the ship. There's a lot of fish, I see. But you're going to...
And
stop thinking of that new Hyde Park sick bunch of drug addicts.
Junkies.
They could have had you dead that Saturday night. The way they feed you this stuff... And those horrible things you're putting in your stomach and your brain. Why are you doing that, Alex? I thought I would have a respectable grandson, smart.
I was on Four Loko that night, only alcohol. Nothing to worry about.
You were on a what?
Alcohol. The Four Loko. It's an alcohol drink.
Mommy said you would end up dying.
I know.
If you didn't get help.
And help was there when I needed it.
No,
Long story short, to trust my family and not mess around with vagabonds and drugs.
So what are you bothering? Don't even go in to see them.
Okay.
You keep in touch with because you're
only David Kim.
Alex. Alex, you're too smart for them, honey.
Okay.
You're way above them.
I know.
And you look upon them, do other things that
there aren't like. That many of them, despite what you think.
Why don't you join, you want to join a political democratic thing or something?
I'm so busy with my job, I have to work enough so the machines don't replace it.
No, keep it, please.
So.
Okay.
So she got disconnected, and I was playing it, just laughing to myself, snickering, and then she called me back.
Like I was laughing?
Pretty much, but she called me back, and then she hears it in the background, and she said...
Here's what?
She hears me playing...
Oh my god, you fucking idiot!
Bro, she says, Alex, what's that sound in the background? Oh, I love it. Is that music? Is that music I hear? Bro, she listened and she liked it.
Dude, poor grandma.
Dude, she thought it was music to her ears. She didn't know what it was.
Another
then
drunk.
Then she calls back.
Drunk because they could take it. But your history, your lifestyle, your body does not take it.
Okay.
You don't come from a family of drunks. And you'll get a bad stomach, you'll get sick. Take care
I'll stop
of that
it,
beautiful
Noni.
Physical. All right.
I surely will.
All right, honey.
I'm a real catch,
listen
you know.
To me.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Love you.
Much love to you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Sending my
good
wishes.
Luck.
Thanks.
Good luck, honey.
Bye.
So that was that. You got enough air?
Oh my
That's my Noni for the record, guys. Sending love and thoughts to Noni. She's 90. She's as wise and as beautiful as when she was 9.
She loves you. You drive her crazy.
Nah, she cool. So, I saw on the news this week.
Wait, are you back in the will?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh. So. I was holding that question.
It's alright, she broke. This week in the news.
You're absurd.
A Florida teenager was arrested on charges of attempting to have her parents executed. Alyssa Michelle Hatcher is accused of stealing nearly $1,500 from her parents' bank account while trying to carry out her murder for hire plot. She used $400 to pay a friend to have her parents killed, the documents say. And when the act was not carried out, the 17-year-old paid another person $900 also to do it.
They took... Who would take $900 to kill someone?
Who would do this? $900 to kill someone, or who would take $900 from their parents to
kill them?
Kill their parents. Can you tell me from a psychological perspective what's going on?
Sounds to me like a cry for attention.
Attention? She wanted them dead.
Yeah, but did she really, or did she just want to make...
She was found in a drug den. Her boyfriend, who was supposed to kill off them, he saw her in a drug den just out of it. She just wanted their death so she could buy drugs.
It's a damaged girl.
Ryan can relate to it, because he's been really mad at his dad, and he would call me saying that he wants to kill his father, in a legitimate way, and I've had to, talk him out of it. Yeah.
You're a goddamn hero.
Thank you, doctor. But
no, but
in this case, she was more serious because she was giving people money and carrying out the orders. When Ryan says it, it's in a sarcastic, it was 40% sarcastic, 60% serious. But then I was able
that's more serious than sarcastic.
I was able to pivot it to 40 Siri, 60 SARS.
That's still pretty serious.
No, but now he's only at 1% if he brings it up. So I was able to talk him out of it and then get him moving the other way.
You know,
this
Alex,
girl didn't get talked out of it.
Alex,
she just got caught.
You have, you know, it sounds to me like you're an empathetic person. It also sounds to me like that girl didn't have empathetic people around her. She's most likely...
She's a drug addict.
Yeah. She's likely very isolated. And very damaged.
That's always a possibility.
I
think there might be a chance that she could be a little bit damaged.
And pretty sociopathic also.
She's a sociopath, that's what it is. She doesn't care if her parents live or die.
No.
She really couldn't give it two shits.
And they birthed her.
They literally gave her life on God's green earth. And I'm not a Scientologist or a Mormon, but I happen to think we are all perfect creations in our own right. And anytime you do this harm to someone, you're literally stomping on the design of this existence. But not just that, it was her parents. Have people lost their sense of what in goddamn is holding these molecules together? How anything...
Sounds like detachment.
In the entire parameters of this solar system is running with the love for parents. Now in today's society, it's cool to have your parents murdered by heroin.
We've gotten so detached.
I hate this! I don't want to go to the Amazon anymore! I want to go to the Bahamas. Dude, I hate this life. People want to murder their parents. People don't give a shit about
the Amazon. Alex,
they're
going to throw us off the plane. Alex!
Sorry. It's okay, guys.
Alex.
They're going to do, like,
ma'am,
to me.
Excuse me, please. Just, I got it.
They're going to do,
Alex,
like,
sit down.
To me, like what they
Alex.
Did to that Chinese doctor.
Ma'am.
In
ma'am,
Louisville.
Ma'am, I got this. Thank you, ma'am.
Like, do you remember what they did to that Chinese doctor when they punched him in the face? And
then he got paid.
They chokehold him.
He got paid pretty well.
He got paid like Zeke.
Zeke got paid. He deserved it.
Pretty much. But fuck Dallas, am I right?
I'm a Jet fan, so it's...
Do you think this 2-month-old Snapple... Does this shit look... Is 2-month-old Snapple okay?
Stop it!
Is it undrinkable?
Stop it!
I think it's okay.
Stop it.
When does it... It says 2219. Dude, it's okay. Yeah, so... I don't know how people could ever think to do that. What do we do for people who are just depressed in a home and think that murdering their parents is the option? What do you have to say then?
We just have to put it... We have to focus on combating this mental health crisis that we have on our hands. Because this is something that... was probably learned either from watching a crazy show on Investigation Discovery.
Probably.
They
probably got it from TV.
Yeah. Probably, like, you know, put on Investigation.
I hate people.
Alex.
To call her daddy girl stop people from being more likely to commit murder, or do they only add to the irritation and inflammatory? This girl looked like a daddy gang member. I saw the picture.
Her
mugshot looks like the mugshot of Sophia.
What's her name? Let me look her up. What part of Florida was this, by the way? I was just in Florida.
Bro, every part of Florida has this.
No, South Florida's cool.
Miami's cool. Her name was Alyssa Michelle Hatcher. Yeah, she looks like Sophia in the mugshot. So we're nearing the ending of our segment. We usually like to finish up with a quick roast of each other. Yeah, doesn't she look like Sophia in the mugshot? Yeah, exactly.
She's got crazy eyes, bro.
Crazy fucking eyes. Yo, you like those eyes?
These are a little too crazy.
My horny mans.
This is a little
Dr.
too...
Dr. B... What's the final call before we roast? Final verdict.
On what?
Crazy bitch. Crazy girl.
She's crazy.
She's fucking crazy. Alright, call our daddy girls aren't as bad as
she
this.
She needs to be institutionalized.
She needs help. See a therapist.
If only she listened to us.
Dude, see a fucking therapist if you want to go to your parents. I'm sorry.
Not even see me. I'm not paid enough to.
Dude, you are not that pay grade.
No.
No.
I couldn't. No.
No. You?
No.
It's cool.
Were you taking a shot at me, Alex?
That might tie into the roast. We'll just get going with it. The roast for you. Sometimes, like, I'm waiting for you to say the next professional, like, amazing diagnosis, but then I just feel like we're kids on a baseball field, just making guyish, male, testosterone-driven humor. And sometimes I feel like I'm not even talking to an actual doctor.
Well,
sorry, that hurts.
Okay. Listening to you trying to put together a rap literally makes my ears hurt.
Wait, what rap did I put together?
When you tried earlier, when you were rhyming and that really...
Dude, I should just not do that.
Please.
Yeah!
And I'm sure our listeners are also going
to
say the
they
same
thing. They want nothing to do please. With that. Yo, that's...
Well, you probably caused us a few listeners there. Please come back.
Please. They're not listening.
No.
They hate us.
You also think everyone hates you.
They do. Look at the reviews.
They'll improve.
Maybe when we come back from the Amazon.
We'll be big mooch after that.
Big mooch.
Like Scaramucci.
Mooch and the Misses. Great podcast, by the way. So
imagine if we got him to shout us out.
That'd be cool. So, we're going on our journey on our Oasis Abyss of a mission.
He could probably help us fund this.
If he likes us, but he won't. So, we need all of our people to give us their hearts and minds. And when we return, I can't say when, but we're going to have huge things in store. And I mean fucking doing it like we never did it before.
It's going to be huge.
You got that right, Don. So,
I mean, Doc.
Yeah. We're going to be back better than ever. Take some time off and do some charitable, you know, humanitarian type stuff.
The good stuff.
Humanity first here. That's the motto. And we're not stopping until every last fire is put out and every last nut is busted. Whatever that means.
Bust those nuts, put out those fires, see a therapist.
Yeah. We're going to clap those cheeks. Go Beyond Plus Ultra.
Speaking of clapping cheeks, Area 51 is coming up soon.
Dude, I can't wait for that.
You storming?
Amazon!
See a therapist.